Hi, CFRC listeners. This is your host, Nathan, for this episode of The Club Takeover. So for this special episode, we invited Queens Musical Theatre because they're running their upcoming exciting production of Hazards the Musical at Baby Grand Theatre, Kingston Grand Theatre, from April 7th to April 17th. So this episode, we have a special guest from the production team of Hazards the Musical. Hello, do you want to say your name and your program and year of study?
Thanks for having me, Nathan. I'm Ryan. I'm the vocal director for Queens Musical Theatre for this production of Hazards. I'm in my second year at Queens. I'm studying economics with a minor in music, and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, Ryan, we're so excited to have you here. So my first question here, what is Hazards about? What is your specific role at Hazards?
Yeah, well, Hazards, it's a very shocking story if you've never seen the show. So if you're watching it for your first time, very soon it'll leave you surprised. But I think to me it's kind of a dark twist on the classic coming of age high school story. We follow a girl, Veronica, who's struggling with her identity and wants to join this popular clique in high school, but there's lots of mishaps on the way with her psychopathic boyfriend who's murderous and kills people. But I think at the end of the day, it's really a story of understanding yourself, accepting yourself, and it uses very, very over-the-top and exaggerated themes to do so. My role with the show, I'm vocal director, so I'm teaching the music to the cast. We have a cast of 19, and they're singing and dancing and acting and all of that, and I really help with the music side of things, making sure they know their harmonies and teaching them and making sure it all sounds nice. It does sound nice, I'll tell you that.
That's so exciting. I'm so curious about vocal directing because this is also my first time getting to know more in-depth knowledge of this role. Mm-hmm. So to your knowledge, what is vocal directing to you, and also how does that work?
Yeah, well, at the start of the production, when we first met with the rehearsal team, we were all given scripts and scores. A score is just the sheet of the whole music. And I guess my job there was make sure the cast knows all of this, all the sheet music. So I have to interpret that and give it to them, make sure they know. So I have vocal rehearsals with them. We had about, I'd say, 15 or 20 vocal rehearsals, for one for each song and then a few to just recap everything. And it was nice. So I used some unique strategies in my vocal rehearsals. I would make videos of myself playing each section's vocal part on the piano, and then I would have each member of the cast go with their vocal group. We have four vocal groups in singing. There's a sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. It's kind of the ranking from highest sounding voice to lowest sounding voice. So I would make the vocal part for each. I would play it on the piano. I would send them the videos, and they would watch that in rehearsals to kind of learn it. I would help, of course, with reviewing and cleaning everything. But that's basically my job, making sure the harmonies are really nice. Because a lot of the time we'll have sometimes, usually four, but sometimes up to six or even eight different parts being sung at once. So really my job is making sure that everyone's singing their part, everyone knows their part, no one's being swayed to another part when they hear a different note that might not sound like theirs. That's really the job, just making everything sound nice with the singing.
Right, and why do you feel passionate about vocal direction?
Well, I love music. I grew up playing many instruments and singing all the time. I do a lot of singing myself. I'm in an a cappella group. I do a lot of these musicals myself. It's my first time. I've been a part of the last four QMT shows, but it's my first time working on the outside in the prod team. I'm normally in the cast, so I was really excited to take on this role, and I had a lot of help from previous vocal directors. I asked a lot of questions. I made sure I was doing everything the best that I can. But I really do enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun seeing it come together. And we have a great cast. They're sounding incredible, and I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah, that's so exciting. In terms of your role of doing vocal directing, and what are your some most enjoyable moments when working with cast and prod team?
There's so many laughs, there's so many smiles, and not just because it's such a fun show. It is, and there's a lot of moments even in the script that make us laugh every single time we hear it. But it's such great people that we're working with, an incredible team, and it's really nice to just see when everything comes together, when we're sounding great, everyone's smiling, everyone's happy, and it's a really great space to be in.
Yeah, and so for some people might wanting to step into the role of vocal direction, what is your some advice for people like them in the theater production?
Yeah, if you can see it on the other side first, as in being an actor who is working with a vocal director, I think that's a great way to understand what the actors need from their perspective. So I definitely learned a lot being an actor in these shows and seeing what the vocal directors are doing, seeing how they're teaching. That definitely helped me learn a lot and also understand what actors need, knowing like when I'm an actor, like what do I need help from with the vocal director? So that helped me as a vocal director now understanding what actors might need. A lot of it is just reviewing harmonies, making sure they know, and the vocal director really has to listen. So have a good ear for music. If you have a solid understanding of music, you can do it. You don't need any crazy training. I'm not super trained in music theory or piano or singing or anything, but I think I do enough work and I have a solid enough understanding to bring it to the cast. And I'd say if that's something you want to step into, then by all means do it.
That's awesome. And in the background music, as you can hear as an audience, so Ryan chose three original music from Hazards, and because like we all love them so much, but for you, Ryan, why do you choose these three music and like why do you like them?
Yeah, one of my favorite songs that might be playing at some point in this interview is 17. It's a duet between the two leads in the show, Veronica and JD, and it's such a beautiful melody, like a melody with a harmony going underneath. It's incredible. I really love it, not just for the music of it, but it's a really climactic point in the story when Veronica's really putting her foot down and saying like, can't we? She says the line, "Can't we be 17?" To me, it really means like, can't we stop this madness and just be ourselves? And she's saying like, we're forgetting that we're 17. We're just kids, and let's go live our lives. Let's play poker, you know. Dance. All these kind of things. So it comes at a beautiful time in the show. I think it's a really, really well done. Our actors do an incredible job of it. It's one of my favorites. As well, I put some of the more shocking songs. My Dead Gay Son is one that's playing at some point. That's another one. It's a huge disco number with basically the full cast. It opens the second act. It's definitely one of the more shocking songs, along with another one that I chose, Candy Store. They're big dance numbers, really one that you can't look away from if you're going to see the show. They'll definitely be songs that stick in your mind. But I love them for the musicality. Sometimes we have six or even eight parts singing at once. And it's very well done, dancing and everything. But they're great songs. They're always stuck in my head. So I was thinking, what's in my head the most, probably what will be in other people's heads the most as well, and really the most memorable songs in the show, I think.
Yes, thanks so much. And also like hearing you talking about vocal direction also like made me raise like a question of curiosity. And in terms of the vocal warm-up, like how do you conduct like vocal warm-up? Is there any like special tricks you want to like share to the audience?
So before every vocal rehearsal or before every run-through that we do, I'll lead a vocal warm-up just so the cast is ready to sing. It's pretty important to have the vocal cords and the body primed to sing. You don't want to go right into it. It could be damaging to your vocal cords. Normally what I like to do and what I've learned from past vocal directors and past music teachers I've had, start low, sing on vowels, and we kind of do these certain exercises. It'll be like maybe an E to an A, so they'll sing E, ah, and we'll move that up the scale, so it's going like up one note at a time, so we're getting higher and higher. Things like that, exercises like that, E to A is one of them. I have them do some sillier ones just for fun. But it's important to do that to make sure the actors are ready to sing. But yeah, it's something really anyone can do, and we have a vocal captain in the cast as well, because I'm not going to be at the show for every single show run when we're doing over 10 shows. So we have a vocal captain in the cast who's going to be leading these vocal warm-ups as well once we're in the space and doing show runs.
Right. And so also like how do you work with band?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we have a music director who's conducting the band. I'm the vocal director, basically conducting the cast. I wouldn't say conducting, but working with the cast. And then we have a role of someone who's kind of in between, this assistant music director, works very closely with the band, works closely with the cast as well. So the job of him and me and the music conductor is all to coordinate the singers with the band, and it's something we've had. We had what's called a sits probe last week, which is where the singers and the band rehearse together. We ran through every song in the show with the band for the first time. It was great. We have an incredible band. They're sounding great. Our singers sound great. So really the job now is just aligning the singers with the band, because there's a lot of the band will kind of wait for vocal cues. They'll hear a certain line, and that's how they'll know when to start a song. But a lot of the job now, what I'm doing with the band, is working a lot on tempos. So we've been rehearsing for over a month with the tempos that we like. We use a lot of karaoke tracks, so we kind of know what speed we want to go at. Our choreographer definitely helps a lot as well with deciding tempos, because it helps us know how fast we want to dance. That's a lot of my job right now with the band, is coordinating tempos, slowing down, speeding up at certain points in certain songs.
Right, and a question of curiosity, like, yeah. what if a cast member like was feeling like what if they feel like throat pain or like anything like uncomfortable with their voice, like during the show run, like, is there any way to help them to like alleviate that?
There's a lot of tricks people recommend. Lemon honey tea is a classic that people say. A lot of throat lozenges, things can help. But it's very common, especially with Heather's is quite a tough show, is what we've noticed, especially for some of the lead roles. They're really singing at the top of their range, and it's not easy on the voice. A lot of it comes down to singing technique as well. If you're breathing and bracing your core properly, then it can largely be avoided. But again, a lot of this kind of vocal pain can just come from overuse, and it's very possible, and we're worried that it might happen. But we're also prepared as a team if any of our cast members go down. We have plans in place to make sure that the show will go on, because as we know, the show must go on.
Right. All right. And question, why should people watch Hazards?
It's such a spectacle. It'll be definitely one of the most memorable shows you see at Queens, maybe ever. Because it's shocking. It really is. And if you haven't seen it, you're in for a treat. That's what I always tell people. And I love watching at our run-throughs if there's people who coming for the first time just to sit in. It's so fun to watch them and see their jaws just wide open the whole time. Because it really is a shocking show, and it's something you're not going to forget for a while. But it has beautiful themes as well. It really is a story of self-acceptance, self-understanding. And it mixes that with these really over-the-top themes to communicate that. It's definitely a worthwhile watch, and one you won't forget, and one that'll have you singing along with the songs for a while after.
That's awesome. And speaking about like Queens Musical Theater,
yeah.
And you mentioned that like you are a cast member for several different shows, what were your involvement for the past production, and like what are the past production look like to you?
The past few productions, we just recently finished Sunday in the Park with George. That was earlier this semester. I was in the cast. I was playing the role of the soldier. It was a great show. It was our first time in a new space. We were in the Tet Center. Next to the Bader Center, and it was tricky adapting to a new space, and I anticipate it'll be tricky adapting to this new space as well. Now we're performing Heather's in the Baby Grand Theater. It's different than the two shows previous to that, and a lot of the shows previous to that, in the Rotunda Theater in Theological Hall on campus. So it was nice because we were accustomed to that space for a while. In my first two shows with Queens Musical Theater, we did the Prom and the Addams Family. They were both in the Rotunda Theater. It was nice having that space, so it's been tricky adapting to the new spaces, but I think we're ready. We have a great production team who's really helping us adapt. But it's been so much fun. It's always been my favorite club to be in at Queens. Anytime I associate Queens with Queens Musical Theater, that's how involved I feel. It's a really tight-knit community, great people. And I love it a lot. That's why I keep coming back to do these shows over and over again.
Yeah, so for the first-year students and the incoming first-year students, if they're hesitant of like hopping on the Queens Musical Theater and other like theater club at dance school, like what would you say to them, like to like let them know like how QMT look like?
Yeah, I'd say if you wanted to join a theater club on campus, definitely go for it. It's a lot of fun. People are very accepting, and it seems intimidating, especially if you've just watched the shows and you've seen some of the actors on stage. and now you want to take the step of working with them. It can be intimidating because I understand I'll see actors who I've never really interacted with when they're not acting, and it seems intimidating to go approach them and talk to them. But I promise they're all incredibly sweet people. It's a very welcoming community, and there's something for everyone. If musicals aren't your thing, there's a lot of play projects. If none of that interests you, there's a lot of dance studios. These are all kind of components of theater that are really accessible to anyone.
That's awesome. Thank you. And finally, is there anything, like any final words you want to say about Hazards and Queen's Musical Theater?
Come see the show. It's tough now because it's sold out, but we sold out quickly. If you're seeing the show, then I look forward to seeing you there. It'll be a lot of fun. I know you'll have a lot of fun. It'll be incredibly memorable. And yeah, if theater is something you wanna pursue yourself, definitely go for it. There's so many opportunities at Queen's. There's something really for everyone. Queen's Musical Theater has a lot, but there's so many other clubs that are ready to work with you as well. So there's a lot of opportunity for students, and definitely go for it if it's something you want to do.
That's awesome. Thank you, Ryan, for joining us today.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah, and like, so for CFRC listeners, Hazards the Musical is running from April 10th to April 17th at the Baby Grand Theater in Kingston Grand Theater. So the show is completely sold out, but based on some special situations, we might still release some of this ticket sale. So please definitely stay tuned by following the Queen's Musical Theater Instagram for future updates. And Hazards the Musical is a great show because I'm also serving as the producer in the show, which makes me so excited. So definitely come to see us if you got a ticket, and if you don't got a ticket, no worries as well. Stay tuned for our Instagram for more updates, and thank you so much for CFRC for hosting us. I will see you next time. Bye bye.